Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Game Time Decisions has begun. I am Gabriel Morenci, and I'm on the grid. We're also on Sirius XM, Channel 204, Nextstar Media Group as well. We're on a lot of places. Let's do this thing. We got the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. We've also got a full house here this evening. So it's our Triple D program every Tuesday. We got Donnie Rightside. We've got Dubsy. And we've got Dave Sharapan. Breaking it down. We got baseball, and of course, countdown is on. We're about 48 hours away from the start of the National Football League regular season. So the countdown is nearly complete. It's time to start breaking down week one. And we're also going to Europe. Get your passports ready. We're going to Europe, BMW. You think the PGA Tour is done? Yeah, maybe, but we're not. The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart's ready to go. What's in Cam's bag? What's up, Cam?
There's a lot in the bag, Morenci. Yeah, it's been a crazy day. Been betting on tennis, and yeah, we got golf heading to Europe this week. We talk about the NFL. We had a nice fantasy draft last night as I reach for many players as I usually do, but it's going to be a lot of fun this week. Yeah, hopefully not as many targeting penalties as that Ole Miss game last night. That was a real that was hard to watch. But anyway, I'm positive this week we're going to have a lot of fun, and hopefully the NFL lives up to its billing. I can't wait, buddy. I'm jacked up, ready to go. Sports galore, sports everywhere.
Yeah, it's a tough game to open up with, laying this type of points. But we were with the Hammer Don crew earlier, and Tone brought up a great point, actually. And I'll ask you this because I agree with him, and I was thinking the exact same thing about this game. You can flirt with wanna betting against Tom Brady. You can flirt and believe that, oh, you know what, getting 7.5 points is pretty attractive in this matchup. But, you know, you think after the game, if you're wrong, think after the game. Like, either way, it's frustrating. Because just full disclosure, both me and Cam, we're not big Tom Brady fans. Last time I liked Tom Brady, he was playing in Ann Arbor. All right? So,
correct.
I'm not a big Tom Brady backer. But I don't trust Mike McCarthy. I don't trust Kellen Moore. I don't trust Dak Prescott. I don't trust that Cowboys defense. I could go on and on and on about the things I don't trust about the Dallas Cowboys. And me and Cam are old enough to remember. I remember like the old days with like Frank Gifford and stuff. Monday Night Football. Dun, 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 dun. So that was real, right? And
yep.
Cam, you used to bet against the Super Bowl winner in week one. Because they were overvalued. It was like, oh, they won the Super Bowl. Now everybody's on them this year. But since we've been doing this Thursday night stuff, and we've been doing it a while, actually. We've been doing it since like 2000. So it's like 21 years of this stuff, Cam. The Super Bowl champions, bro, were 14-6-1. And they've gotten like more dominant even over the years. Like a lot of those six losses were like a long time ago type of deal. I know I've lost taking the underdog in this spot before. I just don't trust the Dallas Cowboys. We'll get Donnie Rightside's thoughts on this. I don't know if you've got a definitive opinion on this game.
I want to bet Dallas with the inflated points, but you're right, Gabe. Betting against Tom Brady never been really a smart move, and I got on the train this year, betting against the Packers, taking them in the Super Bowl, and it felt better when Brady breaks your heart. If you're on the side, you actually win money instead of him crushing us in all the Super Bowls that we've loved. Hey, we've had some good times, too, the Eagles Super Bowl, the Giants Super Bowl, and others, but most of the time when you go against TB, you're going to get burned. It seems like inflated points, but you're right, Morenci. I don't have any confidence in the Dallas players and coaches.
It's hard to have confidence in the Dallas Cowboys. Shout out to our AM radio affiliates joining the party on Sirius XM Channel 204. I am Morenci. We're back. It feels like it's our kickoff right now. We haven't been here in a couple of days, but it's great to be back. Great to catch up with the Raging Redhead Cam Stewart. Donnie Rightside will join us in a couple of moments. Dave Sharapan, as always, at a 7 o'clock hour. We've got Dubsy, Andrew Anderson, who's a former pro caddy women's and men's PGA, LPGA caddy. We'll talk some BMW golf. We're going overseas. We've got Major League Baseball. The standings are actually pretty interesting right now. There's still a lot of baseball left, man. And this is sort of like the Kentucky Derby, right? In which it's a lot of racetrack. Well, I guess I should say it's like Belmont because that's more fitting. It's like Belmont, Cam, because there's a lot of racetrack at Belmont.
Stretch.
And yeah, mm-hmm. it's a long stretch. And we're not even into the stretch right now. American League East, well, that's done. The Tampa Bay Rays have wrapped this thing up. The Chicago White Sox have clinched the division about 3 months ago. Everybody's falling apart in the West. So Houston, no drama in the American League right now as far as the divisions are concerned. But the National League, Cam, the Atlanta Braves couldn't continue at that pace, just like the Phillies mm-hmm. couldn't. This is like a pendulum that goes back and forth. And suddenly the Metropolitans are four games back right now in the East.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. All the teams that, you know, everyone we were railing on, the Mets in the National League, and suddenly the Blue Jays have a five-game winning streak, and they're breathing down the Yankees' neck. So, yeah, it is. You said it, Morenci. There's a long stretch at Belmont. There's a lot of games left, and these teams need to go on runs. And I will say this. I don't think the Mets are going to get there. The Blue Jays probably won't get there. But when you look at the Boston Red Sox bullpen and the way the Yankees are playing right now, swinging for the fences and coming up empty a lot of the time, losing to the Orioles, it's kind of interesting. I'm not giving up on anybody. I'll tell you, maybe the Blue Jays do make a run. They're huge underdogs right now, and the Yankees are starting to grip their bats a little tight.
God bless you, Cam, but we were talking about the National League East, and somehow you swing it into your Blue Jays.
Well, I told you, I don't think the Mets are going anywhere. They're not going
and
anywhere.
Secondly, I'm not sure the Blue Jays are breathing down their neck. The Yankees
they are
neck.
Breathing down
games,
their neck.
They're four games back. They're four games behind them.
That's nothing. That is nothing. They can make that up. Say they upset Cole tonight. They're right back in this thing. They're playing great baseball. You got to stay positive. As for the Metropolitans, I hope they do well, too. I hope them and the Blue Jays make a run just to screw everybody. Time.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
I have a charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink?
This is what I get for multitasking.
Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Oh, yeah. It's game time decisions. I am Gabriel Morenci. And in the mortal words of Krusty the Clown, there will be no monologue because my feet hurt. And plus, we have so much action to get to. So let's bring in Donnie Wrightside right now. We're cutting a small talk. Donnie Wrightside, always a pleasure, my main man. How you doing, Donnie?
Oh, doing good. It's game week. I mean, who's like Sunday, we see everything go down. Now, obviously, the Thursday night game is going to be fun. But our teams, as I like to say, get involved on Sunday.
I'm ready to rock and roll. We crushed the college card. We crushed the CFL card. But I've been really focusing in on the National Football League because obviously it's time to start breaking it down and it's not too early. We weren't here yesterday. And I want to always do on Mondays, do the early line check and you know, follow the movement throughout the week. But before we step onto the grid, we were just talking some baseball, Donnie, and you are Donnie Baseball. So Cam's got the definition of breathing down the neck of Toronto and the Yankees right now. God bless them. 3.5 back. They're coming on. No, the Blue Jays are hot.
Damn right
they
are.
They can still get back in this thing. But let's start off in the National League East right now, because like I said before, this is like the Belmont Stakes, Donnie. Like one horse is leading and then another horse and then another horse. It's sort of like the National Football League's conferences, NFC East, in a similar situation. And there's still a lot of real estate left here. And the Phillies are right in this. Suddenly the Mets are only 4 back. How do you, you know, what's your take on this right now on the division as it stands right now?
Yeah, it seems to be setting up as a crazy race over the final 3 weeks of the Major League Baseball season. So you take a look at the New York Mets, I mean, okay, playing decent baseball. The Phillies playing decent baseball. It's the Atlanta Braves, I still think, are the best overall team in the division, but that's not going to help them out. I think the Phillies probably have the best schedule coming in over the past 3 weeks, or excuse me, over 3 weeks left to go in the Major League Baseball season. That'll be one to watch. But if we're taking a look at, you know, just forget about the NL East as itself and go into the odds and the standings here for the wild card. I don't know why I couldn't get that out of my mouth. The wild card standings here. The one thing I don't believe in is the San Diego Padres. The next 3 weeks are going to be tough. I expect them to drop out. I'm not a believer in the Cincinnati Reds, but the Phillies, the Cardinals, and the Mets, they have a legitimate chance to get into that wild card race here if they don't win the division, guys.
Updated numbers right now. The Braves are minus 220 to win the East. The Phillies are plus 220. And, you know, I've got the Braves and I've got the Phillies, but I never bought a piece of the Mets camp. They're 4 back right now at the number that they're at. Man, I almost have to just buy a little piece of it. It's 12-1 plus 1,200.
It's craziness. And they're playing the Marlins tonight. They're like a $1.75 favorite. That's the thing. You take a look. These are winnable games for these guys. That's what I'm saying. Hey, the odds, and we know it looks good right now, and these teams are on heaters. It's hard, though. Like, say the Mets, they lose tonight. That's a huge loss coming down the stretch there. It's hard to make up games. But it is possible. And then these other teams are not playing as well. The Braves, though, are one of the biggest favorites on the board tonight, Gabe. I expect them to win their game. As for the Phillies, that's a tough situation tonight. We'll go through the board. They have to play the Milwaukee Brewers. That game's a pick 'em tonight. And I think the Phillies, out of all those teams, they're in the worst spot. I kind of like Milwaukee tonight, whereas I think the Mets and Braves, it's funny you mentioned that. I parlayed them. I put them together to plus money. I think both of them win tonight. Let's party.
All right, we got the Mets at the Marlins, Nationals at Braves. Interesting that, Cam, you said you were leading with the Brewers, because I was thinking the Phillies could be a live road play here tonight. What's your take, Donnie? Donnie's the Philadelphia fan, so I'll throw it to him first.
Yeah, I think the Phillies are in a good spot tonight with Nola on the mound. He has to pitch up to his capabilities, what we think he can do. Sometimes you get that 10-strikeout performance, and then you say, boy, this guy's supposed to be the ace of the Philly staff. What is he doing out here? Clearly, Zach Wheeler probably for this season of 2021 has been the better pitcher. But if you're going to beat Milwaukee, you're supposed to beat Eric Lauer. Last night, I think the Phillies stole one, and that wasn't a 2-1 victory. That was a blowout massacre winner. So now you flip it over to today, and if you would have said before the series started, hey, the Phillies are going to take this series, it doesn't matter if they sweep them or just get out of there with one more game than they lose. This is a monster game for the Philadelphia Phillies tonight. I think they can get to Eric Lauer, but if you are betting this game, you would be crazy not to just take the first 5 innings with Nola, because if you match up bullpen with bullpen, it doesn't make any sense to go that longer. The Phillies first 5 would be the look for me tonight with Aaron Nola on the mound.
Donnie Wright's side with an F5 on this one. Cam, what are your thoughts on this? Because, you know, as Donnie mentioned, you got Aaron Nola, and quite frankly, I just don't trust Eric Lauer. And the Phillies lit this guy up earlier. I think they scored 6 runs against him. And I see that their batting average is .310 against Lauer here this evening. And Milwaukee's lineup is a little thin. I don't see their official starting lineup yet, though, so I don't want to confirm this. But I think they could have a couple of guys out tonight that could hurt their offensive pop a little bit. I think the Phillies are hot right now. That's one of the few plays I like on the diamond tonight, Ken. Philadelphia.
Yeah, well, I don't like it. I'm against you guys. That's why we got a radio show. We're not all going to agree. It's not a kumbaya and all love peace here. No, it's not.
No campfire
and
here.
I'll And I'll tell you another thing, too. Just because a guy beats up a guy once, a lot of the time in baseball, as you guys know, you learn from that mistake. I'm not saying this is the best game on the board. By God, none. But I'll tell you one thing. If this game is close, as Donnie said, going into the sixth inning, I'll tell you what, a hell of a lot. I want the Milwaukee Brewers in the last few innings instead of the Philadelphia Phillies. If you like Philadelphia, Morenci, you better get in on them early. They better have a big lead because they are absolutely crap on their back end. And I'll tell you one thing about the Brew Crew. I could trust them coming down the stretch. They're a friend indeed. With their bullpen, they could lock down a nice 2-1, 3-1 game. Hey, I expect to get a couple runs off Lauer, but I got to be honest with you, Aaron Nola's been very inconsistent as well. He's a guy that you can get hits off. I'm saying I'm betting Milwaukee small, not my favorite game. I put some other things together, but I like the Brew Crew tonight, and I was on the Phillies the other night, so I'm just going back and forth here.
And Lauer's numbers have been decent. I should note the Brewers are 5-1 in his last six starts.
He's been better. Yeah. He's not as
bad. I can dig a little deeper and say they're 5-3 because he lost two in a row before that. But the Brewers are 5-1 in Lauer's last six starts. I will give him credit for that. All right. So what about that Mets and Marlins, Cam? Because I tell you, the Marlins, they haven't rolled over. They're like a swordfish. Yep. Like, you know what I'm saying? They're still going to compete. They've been battling.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're not rolling over in these series.
You're right, Gabe. They are. We caught him. He's in the boat, but he's still flickering. He poked me in the leg with that stupid, you're right, that sword. I'm like, you prick. I didn't want you to do that. That wasn't very nice. You're supposed to stay down. I like a parlay tonight. I like the Mets and the Braves to plus money, as I mentioned. I'm still going to ride the hot hand with the Mets. The starting pitcher concerns me a little bit here tonight, and Fried is going for the Braves. I think it's must-win time for Atlanta. I think we just pop those in a parlay, Morenci. I know sometimes we do that. It gets dangerous, but tonight I feel good about it, and I like the fact that it's plus money. So give me the Mets and Braves parlayed.
What do you think about the diamond tonight, Donnie? Before we get into some football on the next segment, what are you looking at tonight?
Yeah, just to look at what Cam did to double down on that, I think it's a very good parlay to look at. Not only do I think Atlanta is going to dominate Washington, but if you take a look at the lineup tonight for the Marlins, they already struggle to hit. Jesus Aguiar just got scratched from the lineup. That's a dead-looking lineup tonight. And the one thing you can say about the Mets, they line up pretty well tonight against this pitcher. They got 5 of the 8 eligible batters coming from the left-hand side. They should get enough hits to win this ballgame, Cam. I think you're on to something with this two-team parlay tonight. I like it. A little NLE special.
Yeah, thank you, Donnie.
We'll have some more baseball. Cam, Blue Jays tonight, big underdogs. Rolling the dice.
I got to be honest with you. It's kind of a heart play. Cole's going tonight against our buddy Welcome Mats. Maybe the +1.5 might be in effect tonight. I don't know if I can pull the trigger on the money line. It's tough.
Mats always pitched well at home in the past. He's back in New York.
You know what? I really want to take the Blue Jays, man. I really do. It's a great price. But anyway, we'll talk about this game and more. Well, I think the Yankees are struggling. Hard. Yeah,
I gotta say one thing: the Rays. I'll sort of keep it simple here.
Unreal.
All they do is just win all the time, and they're underdogs here. So like, they're why not just take the Rays again?
Oh, I'm taking them again tonight. I'm using your analogy. I bet the Rays every night till they don't win. Like it's just they come back from any deficit. They're money makers.
Inside the park home runs.
With bad guys too.
Inside the park home runs. Exactly.
They're magical. The Rays.
And they own the Red Sox.
They sure damn do. I mean, like, yes, they do.
And it's crazy. The numbers are just always the same. It's always a pick 'em. It's like,
they get no respect. I'll bet. I'm betting them too. That's a good call, Morenci. Rays, put it on the card.
Yeah. My boy Rasmussen's on the hill here. He's been good to me, Ken.
He's been a very good friend. Very reliable.
All right. So we're going to get into some NFL football. We'll squeeze in some more baseball picks. Donnie will have more baseball on SiriusXM Channel 204 a little bit later on as well, breaking it all down in-game. But we're going to step onto the gridiron, get your cleats and your helmet on.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen.
Yeah, the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink?
This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Game time decisions. Hi, Emerenzi. Cam's just clicking away right now, getting his Blue Jays action in. All it took was Donnie to tell him during the commercial break. You know, I think Mats matches up well with the Yankees, actually. Cam's like, you know, I think he does, doesn't he? You guys. And I said, well, you know, you're betting him, Cam, but it doesn't mean you need to give it on the show. I think that's what you feel. Because Garrett Cole's red hot right now. The guy's like 4-0.
Exactly.
0.73 or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to endorse it. Like, people can do whatever the hell they want to do, and it's your money, your bets, right? But +1.5 seems to look reasonable to me. They've been playing a lot better. But you're right. Getting in front of Cole's not been a way to make money. He's been absolutely outstanding. I find it kind of funny when we're looking at the Cy Young, you know, Robbie Ray and Cole. Like, it's just who the hell had Robbie Ray tickets? Like, this guy just keeps on playing really, really well. But Cole's an absolute beast right now. Just – if you want to lay the Yankees, you can lay that lumber. You probably got to take them on the run line or put them in a parlay if you like the Yanks.
All right. Any final thoughts on baseball before we move into some football with Donnie? Me and Cam, we'll get back to baseball after. But
I think there's some good shots on the card tonight. I mean, a Tampa Bay team total 4.5, I think, is legitimate. I like the Detroit Tigers to hit tonight as well. That 4.5 team total should be able to go over. And also, the Chicago White Sox around that 4-4.5 number is very appetizing as well. I think one of the past few nights here, getting around the horn, trying to get these teams over. September baseball, as you guys know, is always interesting with all these new call-ups here. But I think some of these teams should hit. And Detroit, not a great baseball team, but I think they match up well tonight.
Man, it's a San Diego are massive favorites tonight, huh? It's a big number right now.
What about our boy before we get on, Gabe, with Texas? See that performance again last night? This kid's a stud. We were on him before it started. Shut out the Angels last night.
This kid's the real deal.
Yeah, you're telling me.
He's the real deal. All right, so quickly, what do you guys think about the Dodgers and the Cardinals? Any opinion on that game, Donnie?
I always get a kick out of it. Like the odds makers lay a number and say, nobody, we don't know who's pitching for the Dodgers tonight. Doesn't matter. Lay a 2-1 price here. I mean, maybe I'm just a Dodger homer at this point. Every time I look at them, I'm like, yeah, that's a Dodgers line. Dodgers should win this baseball game. Even though they're not even in first place, I still think they're going to be in first place by the time the season ends here in the NL West.
Hey, you're not alone, actually. And it's funny because they're a game back and they're actually minus 220. So, exactly. Like, FanDuel thinks the same thing. You got to give credit to San Francisco. They're just relentless. Okay. Like, the Dodgers don't stop. Like, Cam, you talk about the Blue Jays. Like, the Dodgers win,
are amazing.
18 to 20 games, every 20 games type thing. And
Blue Jays
San
aren't
Francisco
even a Dodgers league.
Have staved them off somehow. Like, they're no. And they keep. Eventually, though, the Dodgers are going to overwhelm them down over the next few weeks. Like, I got to believe that they'll just win a couple of more games. Now, Max Scherzer's in the conversation for the Cy Young, too. All right, so let's get into some football. It starts off Thursday night. Dallas Cowboys and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And Donnie, I threw the number out there earlier. So 21 years in these Thursday night games, 14-6-1, I've got it at, as far as the favorite. So essentially the Super Bowl champion is 14-6-1. That's a 70% clip against the spread. It used to be in the old days that you would bet against the Super Bowl champion in the first game of the year, but not anymore. And people, it doesn't seem like a lot of people are taking the pokes right now. FanDuel's got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers sitting at -8. Total is 52 right now, Donnie.
I'll tell you, it's pretty amazing because, you know, the opening line 6.5. Now we're sitting at 8. There hasn't been a lot of good news coming out for the Dallas Cowboys over the past couple weeks here. Dak Prescott's ankle, is it ready? Oh, no. Now his shoulder hurts. You know, Zach Martin, probably one of the best overall linemen in the NFL, is probably going to miss this game, which is bad news for a vicious front four coming in. But that statistic, Gabe, is very interesting because most of the time you're betting against a Super Bowl team. Why? Because usually you're over the cap. Everybody wants to get paid. You lose 6 to 7 starters. You're fat and happy. Tampa Bay brought every single player back here and are ready to go night one, and everybody got paid. It's amazing that in this day and age that you could win a Super Bowl, everybody wants to get paid, they all get paid, and every single starter is back on a Super Bowl team. When you say, hey, that's a great tight end, that's a great wide receiver, we're going to lose those guys to free agency. They lost nobody here. So if we're looking from a favorite perspective, look, you're going to get your rings. It's going to be a packed house. You're going to drop down the banner from the stadium. Tom Brady is used to these big moments on opening night. I think he gets another big moment. I don't have any reason to back the Dallas Cowboys in this game. I really don't, other than just being a contrarian.
Cam, I think you and I was going to say the banner night used to mean something in the NHL, but I don't think it does anymore either. I remember the Washington Capitals, and I remember saying, oh, these guys have been drinking all summer, man. It's a banner night. We're getting a puck and a half. And the Capitals won like 6-0 or whatever it was. I just want to throw Brady's number out here. Listen, Brady's been in the league forever, right? So we can get into Brady's stats and stuff or like his ATS line. But let's talk about him even with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. 6-2-1 against the spread at home with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. 12-7 overall. Played those 19 games, 16, and with the Super Bowl and everything. So you look at this game, Cam, it's hard to get – for me, it's hard to justify taking the Cowboys. It's a real leap of faith, although I think the total is manageable at 52. I think the Cowboys can put a couple of points on the board as long as Dak doesn't get hurt in the first quarter, which wouldn't shock me.
Yeah, I want to take Dallas. It looks like inflated points, but the reason I haven't bet Dallas is everything that Donnie said. Tampa Bay, these guys are a different team. And I'll tell you one thing, when Tom comes in and gets things done, guys, listen, like that's just, they just look at him and marvel and say, wow, how do you do it? You just keep on coming back. You want to play to your 50. And he brings like a level of competition to a team. Instead of, you know, going out for drinks, they're actually looking at the playbook and trying to get better. It's an infectious thing with Tampa Bay. And as for Dallas, I love their weapons, but you said it. There's a lot of question marks. Coaching advantage to Tampa Bay. Ceremony night. There's a lot of things that the Buccaneers there's a lot of things to like about Tampa in that spot. I don't like laying 8 points, Morency. If you want to be patient and put them in a teaser, basically just to win the game and find something else, that's fine. But they should probably win the game by right around that number. I want to take Dallas. I just can't pull the trigger.
But we talk about Super Bowl champions being 14-6-1 against the spread in these Thursday night openers. Super Bowl losers generally struggle in week one the following year, Donnie. We got the Cleveland Browns getting 6.5 going into Kansas City. If you guys recall last year, Kansas City rarely won football games more than 6-7 points for basically all year. And so the numbers are Super Bowl losers going back in the last 21 years. 9-12 straight up. 5-16 against the spread. 5-16 against the spread. The Cleveland Browns, the team that I picked to win this division, and a team that gave the Chiefs all they can handle in the playoffs last year, although Mahomes did get hurt, of course. Donnie, what do you make of the Browns going into KC? I think the Browns have a legitimate chance to take this game to the wire. I think they can win the game outright. I think KC can win, but I don't think they're going to rout them. I think I'm taking the points. I think we got a real close game.
I think we do, too, because this isn't the Cleveland Browns of just a couple years ago. We're trying to get ahead of the curve. I think Cleveland could be really good this year. They're coming into this. If you go man for man on offense and defense, they're as talented as anybody across the board. You're going to get a big-time home field advantage for the Kansas City Chiefs. Now that Arrowhead's going to be full, we know how loud that stadium can be. But this is a pretty good pedigree team. If you can just get a good performance out of Baker Mayfield, Gabe, I agree with you. They're going to be in this game all the way through four quarters. So if this game winds up around 6.5, I really like the Cleveland Browns here early in the week, unless some injuries pop up later in the week or some COVID breakouts, which we're not anticipating. But I looked at this number early on. It's hard to bet against Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs just because they're an electric team on offense. Andy Reid, they do have that pedigree, winning a Super Bowl, getting back to a Super Bowl. But I think this is the Cleveland Browns year. And I agree with you as well. In that division, They're better than the Steelers. They're better than the Baltimore Ravens. They're obviously better than the Cincinnati Bengals. This is one of those statement games like, hey, we're a nice football team, but we're ready to take that next step here. I think it might begin. Do I think they can win the game? Of course. If you're only getting 6 points, you better think your team can win and not just cover. But I think this game is going to be close all the way through. Not surprising to me if you can go in there and get a win for the Browns. It won't surprise me in the least.
Cam, taking the Browns as well?
Damn right I am. I'll tell you, this isn't Freddie Kitchens anymore. Me, you, and Donnie Wrightside could have managed this coach's team drunk. It's a very simple game plan. You keep Patrick Mahomes and these guys off the field. How do you do that? With an effective running game with Nick Chubb. They're just going to pound, 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 keep it easy. Short sticks. Third and short for Baker Mayfield. Let's go. I think the Cleveland Browns can win this game outright, so I'll take the damn points. I'm with you guys. This is we're all in agreement here. Cleveland, let's go. Cleveland rocks. Give me the six with the Brownies.
Cleveland rocks, and we like to talk about all the big games here in the Glamour Games. So that's why we're going to talk about the Houston Texans and the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yes.
And Donnie, I'm glad you've got this game circled as well. I liked it at 3. It's down to 2.5 right now. Yeah. I still like it. I think Houston are going to win the game outright, and I like this game to go under the number at 44.5, unless it's recently moved. No, 44.5, and we're getting 2.5. I don't believe that Trevor Lawrence and Urban Meyer are going to win their first game in this spot. I'll take Tyrod Taylor and Phillip Lindsay and company. I think they can smash mouth grind this one home.
I like Jacksonville and Houston. What an interesting game in this, because what we're looking at is a team that lost 15 games in a row last year to end the season. A rookie quarterback going on the road. Give me Tyrod Taylor. Buffalo Bills fame there, Gabe. Tyrod Taylor.
Damn right.
Enough
Tyrod.
In this football game to keep them close. I cannot still believe, and I'm going to be embarrassed next week when I come on Tuesday and say, hey, Jacksonville rolled them 27-6 or whatever it was. But, hey, I'm sticking my neck out this week. Houston should be able to get this W week one over the Jacksonville Jaguars. As crazy as that sounds, give me the points at home. Let's go.
Are you on board, Cam?
Damn right I am. Are you kidding me? Jacksonville laying points on the road? What kind of world are we living in? I'll take the Houston Texans, please, even with Tyrod Taylor. Yeah, I think this is going to be an ugly game. Texans win by 2 or 3 points. Wrong team favored. Let's go.
Donnie, I know you're looking at the Packers and the Saints game. Tough spot for Jameis, right? He's got limited skill position players around him right now, although Callaway did look good in the preseason. They don't even get this game at home anymore, so they're playing this game in Jacksonville. Point spread is up to 4 right now. What's your take on this one?
Yeah, I don't even want to mess with the teams on either side here. I'm going to go with team total in this one. At the FanDuel Sportsbook right now, 23 is a team total for New Orleans. I think they can get into the mid-20s in this game because Green Bay is going to score. They're going to have to chase them down. Look for the team total. Forget about the side in that game.
Donnie, right side. He'll be kicking it with Kevin Walsh a little bit later on. Dubsy's going to step up and in. I think Dubsy's a Rams fan. I mean, we're going to find out who's a fan of at a BMW championship and more game time.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
We'll along here. It's Game Time Decisions. We're shaking the rust off. We haven't been here since Thursday, but it feels good. It also feels good. It's a countdown to the NFL regular season. It starts Thursday night, but the golf season never ends, all right? And you know what? They played for a lot of money last weekend. They're still playing for a lot of money. $8 million purse this time. BMW, we're going to Europe. And since it is the BMW Championship, as you can see, Dubsy steps up and joins us from a luxury automobile. I don't know, Cam. I'm not throwing you under the bus, but it doesn't look like your car Dubsy's in right now.
Oh, yeah, what? My car with the muffler dragging on the street and the duct tape holding up the right side? Oh, yeah, yeah. My car is great. Got people in parking lots. Hey, man, my buddy's got a muffler shoved. No, my car sucks. It sucks. Dubsy's looks very roomy and expensive.
Looking good, Dubsy. Looking good. How you doing, buddy? Good.
I'm doing well, boys. I call this the Maserati. It's a hybrid between Mazda, Maserati. Gets me from A to B. I tell you what, if I won the $15 million last weekend, maybe I would have upgraded. If Justin Thomas could have got it done, maybe I could have upgraded, but he didn't. Patrick Cantlay, Paddy Ice, very impressive, boys. We thought the winner would come from top of the board. It did. I'm not a huge fan of the FedEx Cup playoff format, but hey, not up for me to decide. I think we found the most informed player, but definitely not the best player for 2021.
All right, Cam, so let's get right into it. What are you looking at this week?
It's a tough week, the BMW Championship. Well, I'll tell you one thing. There's a lot of guys that playing, they're playing in America. Now you have to fly over there. I think a lot of the Europeans will have a little bit of an advantage here. And another thing, there's a story that's flying under the radar quickly that people need to know, and I don't believe anybody's talking about it. On the European Tour, they had brothers going back-to-back. Rasmus Højgaard and his brother, they won back-to-back tournaments, Morenci. There was a first, brother combination. It wasn't the Molinars. It was Matt Rasmus and Nikolai Højgaard back-to-back. So those guys, one brother won 1 week, another guy won the other week. So I'm actually going to look at one of the guys that they beat. How do you like your burgers? Burnt. Bernd Wiesberger is a guy that I'm looking at. He's been in contention recently, and on FanDuel, he's a smooth 40-1 right now. So I'm going to look at Bernd Wiesberger. I think that's going to be one of my picks for the BMW, buddy.
Love it, Cam. Good pick. And guys, what we know about Wentworth Golf Club, storied golf course, rich in history. Fiato's got a strong connection here. Not overly hard. It's got a couple of par fives to finish, so it really opens the door for any guys making a bit of a late charge in their 18. For me, I like Victor Hovland at top of the board here, but 8-1, he won in Germany recently, so I'm going to stay away from that. I'm looking at Alex Noren, 20-1, who's won here before, and another previous winner, Danny Willett. Good short game, good iron play. I think that's what's going to get it done this week.
All right, so you look at this field, guys, and as we see, Victor Hovland's at the top of the board right now. Can he win overseas right now is the question. So you look at the top players here, Victor Hovland, Tyrell Hatton, Fitzpatrick, Billy Horschel, Lee Westwood, Adam Scott, Tommy Fleetwood, Shane Lowry, Higo, Justin Rose, Poulter. What about Higo, Cam? No love? A little bit deeper down the board here?
I'm actually going to look at Garrett Kirgo this week. I think it could be a good spot for him. A guy that's actually won on the European Tour, came to America and won, but he'll be right at home
here.
Exactly. Very talented left-hander from South Africa. He's not intimidated by any of these guys on the board either. He's like, listen, guys, I've won in Europe. I've won in America. He's a young guy, lefty. I think a lefty can play well on this type of golf course too. Higo's actually a guy that I'm looking at, Gabe. And I might even go back to one of the Højgaard brothers. Rasmus Højgaard is a really, really good player that not a lot of people don't know if they don't follow golf. So I got to do a little bit deeper research, take a look at some guys in course history. But I agree with Dubsy in the fact that Hovland's in really good form. And Gabe, let's actually mention this. Other than Kevin Na, if you go by stroke, the match play, the FedEx without the strokes there, Hovland was one of the best players. He had a fantastic week. He put it together. You're talking about flying over there, and his number's just a little bit too low for me. I can't make that investment with that number when there's quality all over the board there.
Dubsy, it's crazy. Victor Hovland at plus 800. Come on, man.
He should be 16-1. Exactly. Yeah, That's what I'm talking about.
I guess there's just that European factor that some of these guys feel a lot more comfortable playing over there. One guy I'm interested to see, Tyrell Hatton. Now, he won here last year, but another guy who comes to the U.S. with high expectations can't get that big win, but when they go home, they're a different player. I don't know if it's the style of golf course, or maybe they just don't feel the pressure of playing against all the Americans in the top league. But interested to see how Hovland does, especially Tyrell Haddon, if he can back it up. But for me, I like a bit of value this week, boys. I think it's a bit more of an open playing field in Europe. You've got to play a few more shots, so that brings in some of the guys lower on the board. I like, you know, Danny, Christian Bezuidenhout, a guy who did punch his PGA Tour card over the weekend. I've been rapping him all year. Love his short game. Love his grind. Not really a flashy player, but at Wentworth, I think this suits him. Get on Christian Bezuidenhout at 31-1. That's pretty good value.
And Gabe, how about a guy? Yeah.
I got another guy for you. And I watch a lot of European golf in the morning, you know, when I stay up and have some late night drinks. Sometimes I just, like you, you're checking out the lines, and I'm like, I don't want to go to sleep right now. I might as well catch some European golf before I starfish for a few hours. And I'll tell you, Min Woo Lee has been at the top of the leaderboard when I've come up and looked at at Scottish porn. When I wake up, oh no, here's the TV, it's in color bars, and this guy's at the top of the leaderboard, 65-1. Watch out for Min Woo Lee. He's actually dominated in Europe this year, and nobody talks. That's the best thing about the European Tour, game. Like, everyone knows Rahm, Cantlay, Hovland. Here, there's guys that are top 10 machines that nobody even talks about, and you get them at 65-1. So I think we can go really dig deep this week, Morenci, and we'll find something real nice.
I like that, Kim.
Since it is in Europe, too, different tee-off time, right? So what is this tee-off, Kim? Is this like overnight, Wednesday night type of deal?
Yeah, like I'm just saying Thursday when we morning. Do... No, when I do your late night show on Wednesday, let's just say by the time Babano comes on and has his bad connection, they're probably almost ready to tee off around 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning.
I think I'm seeing 1:40. I think I'm seeing 1:40.
Yeah, we got a little more time.
I could be wrong. Yeah. 1:40.
Time to have a little Grand Marnier. Yeah, the Brits, they're up. They're ready to go. 1:40 Eastern morning on Thursday. Great.
The quality of golf here in the European Tour has gone up exponentially over the last 5 years. The guys here in Europe can really win out here in America. Now, we saw, you know, who you guys mentioned, Garrick Higo. He's probably going to be Rookie of the Year on the PGA Tour this year, beating out Will Zalatoris. These guys, young guys, Min Woo Lee, they know they can win here in the US. Lucas Herbert, another guy who punched his PGA Tour card, will see him in the US next year. But they're confident. They can play all the shots. They're really well suited to do well on the big stage in the bigger events. So, I like Min Woo Lee, brother of Minji Lee, Australian. Of course, I'm about him, but yeah, good game on him, Cam.
I've got a guy that I think, listen, I don't know, is he great value as far as the odds are concerned? He's 20-1, but he's played good golf, especially. So look, Northern Trust, he finished fourth. BMW, he finished T9th. Talking about Norin, Cam. Norin's a guy that's consistently been lingering around. Is it great value? 21, not bad. Not bad odds, but seems to me he'd be the type of guy, especially back in Europe right now, that'll feel nice and comfortable.
And Alex Norin he's won at this course. He's got a great game, and that's the thing. Hovland might be hot, but you're getting Hovland at 8, and you're getting Norin at 20. There's also two American guys that I want people to pay attention to that no one talks about that have been playing really well and picking up paychecks. Sean, don't call me Betty Crocker. At 65-1, watch out for him. And Johannes Veerman, another American. Let's remember, people, Brooks Koepka and all these other guys were in the European Tour before they went to Europe. People don't know that. They're like, oh, yeah, he went to Florida State, whatever. No, his brother plays on that tour. A lot of these guys get great experience going over there. You learn how to play different style, links golf, have all the shots, play a lot more wind golf. Watch out for Crocker and Veerman for top 20 picks. These guys have been climbing up the leaderboard week after week.
Yeah, love it. Good picks, Cam.
I'm digging deep this week, Dubsy. Real deep. Gabe asked what's in my bag. A lot.
How big's the bag?
Oh, it's humongous. It looks like there's crab apples in there. The bag is so big, I don't know what I'm going to do. I bet.
I don't know. Like, it should almost be like real golf. Like, how many clubs you allowed to bag, Dubsy? 12, 13?
That's right. You're like the 13. Yeah, you're like the RNA rules guy. Hey, Mr. Stewart, you got too many balls in your bag. It's like, Mr. O'Shaughnessy. Get bent.
Add two.
Okay, I know. Maybe there should be a limit for Cam. No more than 12 or 13, more than 13, clubs can fit in a bag. You can't.
Exactly.
Cam, you've got, like, clubs sticking out, like, all over when you're carrying the bag.
Oh, I do.
Like, clubs are falling out and stuff like that.
Cam wouldn't.
That was the best game. The best story ever, Dubsy will tell you, is in a major. Ian Woosnam, the little guy, was winning, right? Like, I love Ian Woosnam. Just looks like he hangs out at the pub. They're like, hey, Mr. Woosnam, you have too many clubs in your bag. He goes up to his caddy. You moron, you didn't count the clubs, and he starts javelin it right into the hay in the turn. That was a classic moment. Hey, Dubsy, I gotta be honest with you. A lot worse guys than Woosnam would have punched out their caddy there. He really screwed up.
Yeah. 100%. I mean, at the end of the day, what can you do? But I've had similar things where guys come up to me and said, add two. I'm like, sorry, who are you? Add two. I'm like, oh, okay, mate, here we go. Yeah, it's a real advantage, but that's golf, boys. You get a couple old sticklers out there, you know, looking for a little altercation. I'll give it to you, mate. Yeah. I'll give it to you.
That's great. That's great. It's a Camp Cam's bag. It's illegal. It's too many sticks in the bag. For Cam.
I agree.
All right, Cam. So who are you looking at when it's all said and done? Couple of guys. I don't know if you got a six pack, you got a four pack, got a couple of is it happy hour. What are you dealing with this? Still too
it's
early?
It's not happy hour yet because I'm betting like tennis, baseball, and football this week, but I've already bet a couple of guys. I've taken Bernd Wiesberger at 40. He's down to 37 on FanDuel. And I also like Minwoo Lee at 65-1. And I was also looking at a guy that I take. He's not in great form right now, but he's a really good golfer in Justin Harding. Those are guys that I'm looking at right now in this tournament, and I got to do some more research.
I got to take Alex Noren plus 135 top 20.
Love Noren.
Guys, plus money. Plus money, Dubsy.
Yeah, I think it's a great guy. I'm going to take him in the outright 20-1. He's been playing great out here. He's won here before. The course suits him, and he feels really comfortable over there. Like, he is the man over on the European Tour. I like Bezuidenhout at 31-1. Danny Willett, 65-1. And one guy who I'm interested to know why he's playing. Adam Scott this week. He never goes to Europe, but he has this week. He's pegging it up. They've got him at 27-1. Now, golfers either do this if they know their game's in great shape or they're looking for a couple of extra dollars. Adam Scott is not looking for extra dollars. So keep an eye out for him.
Interesting.
Dubsy, Andrew Anderson with us. Great stuff as always, Dubsy. We'll catch up with you later in the week. And, of course, it's the start of the National Football League season, so you better have some NFL picks ready for us as well.
I'm ready, boys. I did my fantasy. Yeah. I'm loaded. Team is absolutely stacked, boys. Absolutely stacked. And you can imagine the ribbon I'm getting in the group chat, the Australian guy trying to win the Fantasy Football League for $1,000. Turn it up, boys.
All right, Dubsy. We know you don't play to lose, Dubsy, right? You don't play to lose.
Winners win. Winners win, boys.
And I tell you what, next year we'll set up an AFL fantasy league, too. We'll see how your jackass buddy's doing that. That's what they do with the Melbourne Demon, Sydney Swan is, huh?
Your jackass buddies.
That's it. I can't argue that.
And
boys,
congratulations to Team Europe in the Solheim Cup. The ladies getting it done. Always a good bet. Gabe, that was like they don't give away money very often, but I'll tell you, the American women, they have a lot of problems with the European women. They just can't seem to get it done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. On paper they were loaded. Not good.
Look forward to breaking down the Ryder Cup that's coming up in a couple of weeks. Dubsy, always a pleasure, my man. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, boys. Have a good one.
There's you too, Andrew Dubs. Anderson. We'll get to some Major League Baseball best bets of the day. We'll get you caught up to date with the standings, futures, and we'll talk football.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because
the charcoal mask, great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink?
This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice, I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Continues. I am Renzi. All right, we're going to get back to some NFL football talk. We're going to go game by game, get you caught up to date with the updated lines. But what do you got, Cam, coming up here at 7 o'clock Eastern on the diamond?
Yeah, I got a few things, Renzi, on the diamond. I told you about that parlay with the Mets and the Braves. I think that's a real good way to start there. Early action, some of these games, for all you guys betting, there's a lot of games that start early. Hey, good start for the Mets. They're up 2-0. We like that. Kansas City Royals tonight will be taking tonight with Kowar, -118, almost to pick them against Baltimore. How do we not take the Rays? -104, they're dogs to Boston. I already have the Braves in parlays, and I'm taking the Milwaukee Brewers, -108, pick them situation against the Philadelphia Phillies game, Toronto Blue Jays, +1.5.
Yeah, you know what? I look forward to your take on the Cubs and the Reds later on, but my early pick here will be, give me the Tampa Bay Rays, -104, considering they're underdogs and they're just a better baseball team than the Boston Red Sox are. So give me the Rays at -104, and I'm going to ride my gut here and give me the Philadelphia Phillies at -108. So Rays -104, Phillies -108. That'll be it for me early on as far as baseball is concerned. But we'll get into some more baseball games. I do have my eye on a couple of later games. Look forward to Dave Sharapan's take, see what he says about the baseball diamond. And we'll go over game by game, NFL. Not picks right now, but we'll take a look at the point spread, see if there's movement, see which way the number's going to go. Don't forget to follow the network on Twitter, at SportsGrid and at SportsGrid TV. That's at SportsGrid and at SportsGrid TV.
I got a tennis pick too, Gabe. I got tennis for you too. I got a parlay with Sabalenka and Felix Auger-Aliassime to +107 in there. I already got it before the line steaming. It used to be +137, but people are betting on it. The Canadian to win tonight, make it a special day for them on the tennis courts of the U.S. Open. It's been a great tournament so far.
All right, Cam's killing the tennis. Look at the tennis. I've been doing so well with football, I don't want to give it back. I'm ready
football. So the state of football, if it's working. Yeah, everything's working, baby.
I'm in the pool with my feet in the water. I'm not even in the water.
Why not?
Winning Edge benefit number 27. Not having to explain to your wife why you lost.
Sweet. You're listening to the trusted source for gaming.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.